it's a frustrating situation. What we've got to do is make sure it changes quickly, and because, you know, in the last five or six games, we're sitting there saying we should have, could have, would have. It doesn't matter. You have to win games, because ultimately it is about winning games. Should have, could have, would have will get you relegated.
Yeah, you can't afford to go another five or six really without winning.
Definitely not. You know, we know that, and we're certainly working as hard as we can to put that right, you know, between us all. The spirit within the camp is fantastic, and the crowd were fantastic. You know, I have to say that. You know, the opening of the Starlight Rooms, whether that brought a few more in, the Boxing Day, it was 3,000 people here, it was a good atmosphere. And I think they appreciate, you know, that we are not far away, but ultimately they want to see a winning team, and we understand that, the players understand that. They're feeling frustrated, the fans are feeling frustrated, and we're all feeling frustrated.
No better place to start than here on Friday night.
Exactly, and it comes very quickly, which is a good thing. We can try to put things right as quickly as possible. Obviously, we've sat down and with the players and, you know, as a group of staff, and we talk and try to pick a team that's going to win the game. And we always try to do that. We always try to pick a team that's going to win a game, but also we've got to pick a team that isn't going to lose a game as well, because we can't keep going and losing leads like we have done. In the last five games, I think we've been leading in four of them anyway, and got back into the Rotherham game, and we've got to make sure that we win those games. We've got to understand how to shut out games, and if that means that we have to change personnel, then we have to change personnel.
Is that likely to be the case perhaps for Friday?
I think it's a clean slate for us. I think we can pick any team we really want to pick, because we haven't done what we should be doing in winning games. So everyone comes into the frame now, and we've got to try and pick a team that's going to not just win a game, shut a game out as well. So we've got big decisions to make, because ultimately we need to get something out of the game, certainly.
You mentioned your front players, whilst they've been playing their part, haven't actually delivered too many goals of late.
It's okay saying, you know, your forwards don't do this, don't do that, but I tell you what, they are big team players. As a front four, they did ever so well. Mickey Adams said they were a constant threat. They've worked them like not many front fours work them. And it doesn't matter through that front four who gets the goals, as long as we're getting goals. Now, we're getting goals, but also we're conceding them as a team. So we've got to realise that we've still scored goals. We think we've scored goals in every single game in the last five games. It's just that we haven't held on to those goals. Now, it doesn't matter where those goals come from. We've got to make sure that, on the other hand, we keep clean sheets.
But nonetheless, you'd expect your strikers to get their fair share, wouldn't you?
Of course you do, of course you do. But you can't keep putting pressure on them, because that doesn't help them. They understand that they've got to score more goals, but it's a team thing. We've got people, obviously, other people scoring goals. Darwin Yeo scored one each against Rotherham, and they've had their chances. They know they've got to take their chances, because in both boxes, that's where football games are won and lost.